Some scammers are using the spread of the coronavirus as an opportunity to steal money or sensitive personal information. Bill Hawkins of AARP Alabama explains what to be on the lookout for.
Since there's still no vaccine, drug treatment, or cure, you should definitely ignore any claims or offers of one. Also, be careful with requests for donations to supposedly help affected people. You should ask that that information be sent by mail, and you should defer your decision on giving until after you've researched the cause seeking the donation. As usual, links and texts from sources that you don't already know could cause your device to download malicious software. That's another reason to consider the source's credibility before you click. And be suspicious of emails or calls claiming to be from the CDC or other health experts. Emails from government entities often use an address that ends with .gov.
Hawkins adds that Alabamians should visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork for current information on scams and should contact their local police or sheriff if they become a victim. Also, for questions about the coronavirus itself, Hawkins urges Alabamians to contact their doctor or go to cdc.gov.